Welcome. My name is Jane Mount Pleasant. I'm an associate professor in the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, and I'm also director of Cornell's American Indian Program. I'm going to be talking with you today about First Peoples, First Crops, Iroquois agriculture, past and present. This is a topic of particular importance and interest to me, first in my capacity as an agronomic scientist at Cornell. I'm very much involved with New York State's farmers. I work directly with farmers trying to develop ways for them to grow crops in an environmentally and more sustainable way. But I also have a very keen interest in the history of agriculture and the ways that the growing of crops, both in the past and present, interacts with our lives in all sorts of ways. This topic has a lot of personal interest for me. My father was a Tuscarora, one of the Six Nations of the Iroquois Confederacy. He was born and raised on the Tuscarora Reservation right outside Buffalo, New York. In fact, my first contact with Cornell has come through my Iroquois heritage. I was recruited by a very young and new American Indian program way back in 1977 when I joined the Cornell campus as an undergraduate student. At that time, I was one of nine Native students on campus. Going to be talking today about Iroquois agriculture, past and present, and I've divided it into six topics. We're going to start with an introduction of the Iroquois, if you don't know anything about them. I'll give you some very brief background on who they are and kind of where they've come from and the defining characteristics. We'll then go on for an in-depth look into some of New York's first farmers, particularly Iroquois women, looking in detail at what Iroquois agriculture looked like at the time of first contact. Then I'm going to step into my other role as an agronomic scientist and give you a perspective on Iroquois agriculture from an agronomic point of view. We'll look at the science behind the Three Sisters, which is the Iroquois agricultural system. Also, in my capacity as an agronomist at Cornell, I'm very much involved in the discourse and discussion and debate over sustainable agriculture. And I'd like to give you a view into how indigenous agricultural systems like the Three Sisters can make a contribution to that discussion. We'll then move on to looking at contemporary Iroquois communities, looking at some of the connections between agriculture, Iroquois agriculture, and the very important implications it has for contemporary concerns like sovereignty, economic development, land claims, and other issues of health, language preservation, and education. The last topic we'll look at is Cornell's American Indian Agriculture Project and give you a chance to take a closer look at some of the things that we're doing with Iroquois agriculture here on campus. So I hope you'll join me. Give me a chance to share some of both my perspective and passion.